Whole Foods Market is a proud sponsor of Heritage Radio Network and the Department of Transportation's Summer Streets, a three-day series of events dedicated to healthy, active living on the car-free streets of New York City. Join us at the Whole Foods Market City Picnic Area on 24th Street and Park Avenue the first three Saturdays in August. Find more information at the DOT's website, keyword Summer Streets. Welcome to Full Service Radio. It's Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You're on the HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We are live from Roberta's, and in continuing with the selfish tradition of opening this show with original music every time, that was a Knife Show remix of Tennille. So, we are here. We're looking at Fab Five Freddy out of the window, which is kind of crazy, so I'm a little bit out of it right now. And I'm here with one of the pioneers of the Full Service brand itself, Jordan Rothline. What's up, man?
What's up?
Really happy to have you out here.
Thanks for having me out. This is like Roberta's. I love it. I'm so excited to be DJing here.
It's a dream restaurant gig. We are sponsored today by Whole Foods Market. Thank you to Ellie and everybody at Whole Foods. And I want to get right into the mix. We're going to chat a little bit later. So if you want to get behind the decks, we will get this going again. This is Full Service Radio, broadcasting live to you every Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can find our shows on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes store, or you can listen on heritageradionetwork.com. Again, this is Jordan Rothline. Let's do it.
for all.
Mm-hmm.
treat me right. You treat me right. You treat me right. You treat me right. You treat me right.
love one another. So tell me, why must we fight each other? You never know what the future holds for you. So let's pull together so we can make it through. 'Cause when times get hard to bear, and you need someone to be there to ease the pain inside, call me. If you should need a friend, then I will be your friend. If you should need a friend, then I will be your friend. If you should need a friend, then I will be your friend. You need a friend, I'll be your friend. Your friend.
Full service radio. You've been in the mix with Jordan Rothline. This is HeritageRadioNetwork.com. And that was Sirius. Fab Five Freddy vibing out to the jams. Roberta's vibing out to the jams. That was a good set. Why don't you come talk to me, man?
What up?
What's up, dude? How was that? How was DJing to a restaurant crowd?
It was cool. I mean, I do a lot of DJing to nobody at my radio show. I mean, people are listening, but it's not like
right.
I'm kind of used to getting into my own vibe. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, I saw some dancing waiters and nice. Some happy patrons. So that was good stuff.
Thank you.
So, man, it's been a long time coming, really. You haven't been at a full service in a while. You are one of the originators of the full service party. In fact, for those who are still catching up with the whole full service brand, it essentially started as a WNYU party in my basement with Nat Rectech. And what, the original lineup was Nat.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was so
Nat,
many people.
You, Brad, McGill, Mike McGill, Alex Biederman, and Momo.
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. That sounds about right.
And it was a rager.
It was a total rager. I mean, I remember people just like throwing up on your floor at about 5 a.m. like it was
yeah.
just nothing. You
and that's
know?
When I said we should do this somewhere else.
Yeah.
Then Club Love took all of our money, and then Club Love closed down. And yeah, no, and here we are in full service radio
here
at
Roberta's
restaurant. It's been a long, strange journey. So you have been writing for Table Tennis lately, which is really awesome. I mean, not lately, for a while now. How long has it been?
Oh, for Little White Earbuds?
Or,
oh, no, it's cool. Yeah, I've been with Little White Earbuds
full
since...
Full disclosure, I've been awake for a really long time.
You're a trooper,
yeah,
dude.
I'm a trooper. Shout out to Kate.
Yeah, I've been with Little White Earbuds now, I guess, since 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But I feel like you officially made your mark with the Rasca beef.
Yeah. The yeah. Rasca beef.
That I really enjoyed that from a distance.
Yeah. I mean, that was so weird. I was at the library. I was at NYU. I'm a grad student there. And I was sitting in the library and I was like, let's go on Twitter. And I just saw that Rasca was like really mad at Little White Earbuds for some reason. And I kind of figured out that he was actually mad at me for something I had written
yes.
about him, which wasn't even something worthy of getting mad about. Like it was kind of a mediocre review.
Right. Well, you know, it was his full length, I guess. And I could see how someone would catch feelings, it being a full length and
yeah.
whatever else. But how did that feel kind of having a public discourse with somebody that you actually like and listen to, you know? I mean, I got the feeling that you do like Rasca.
I love Rasca.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing is I remember when I first, it was probably in 2009 when I first, you know, started catching on to Rasca records. I think I had read Martin or something talking mm-hmm. about Rasca. Really liked his style, you know, just these real tracky, kind of numbers that were just made to get the dance floor going.
Right.
And, yeah, I it was so weird. Like there was the part of me that was like, oh my God, Rasca knows who I am.
Yeah, right. You
know? And exactly. I was also like, but he hates me and that sucks, you know?
Have you interacted with any other, producers, DJs that you really like and respect? Have you gotten a chance through Little White Earbuds to kind of,
yeah, that's my favorite thing about doing music writing is that I get to meet a lot of these people and you discover that really, I mean, Rasca is almost the exception. Mm. Like these people they're as excited to meet you as you are to meet them. Like
right.
they can't believe that there are people out there who are following their careers, who know, you know, so much about them, who are so eager to talk to them. I've been really lucky. I've gotten to, you know, talk to people I love, like Marcel Detman, DJ Q, who's kind of become a friend.
Been on your show.
Yeah. He's been on my radio show. And, you know, countless others, and it's so cool. Like this Machine Drum record that just came out. You know, actually getting to like sit down and talk with Machine Drum.
Oh, you got to sit down with him.
Yeah, I did an interview cool. with him. I guess back in April or May, and getting to like sit down and talk with him about this record that I was just crazy about. I mean, that's
this is
I'm
Ruins,
so
yeah? rooms. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's, good. It's a good record.
And yeah, that's the best thing about writing about music is getting to talk with these people. So
absolutely. Who's like the one person you met that excited you the most?
Oh man. Well, I was really nervous to meet Marcel Detman.
I'm sure.
And he ended up being probably one of the nicest people of all time.
Crazy. You know, it's weird. It's like the bigger the person, the bigger the artist, it seems like the nicer they are sometimes, you know? And then you'll meet some of these up-and-coming guys who'll just snub you.
Totally.
And act totally. Like complete assholes. And it's like, that's kind of backwards, you know? Very strange. But so Table Tennis is now an FM show.
It is.
How long has it been an FM show?
It's been an FM show since February.
Awesome. And that's Wednesday nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
I'm going there 9 when o'clock. I leave here. Yeah, 9 o'clock. So.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Jordan Rothline with a doubleheader tonight. Killing it. So awesome. What do you have in store for the radio show, for any other projects?
Yeah, the radio show, it's going to be a busy month for the show. Tonight on the program, Chris Miller, who's here, he's like an editor at Little White Earbuds and a great DJ. He's coming out. We're going to be playing together tonight.
I was telling him we're in a room full of three guys who only use their real names.
Yeah. It's nice.
Big up.
But yeah, as far as the radio show goes, August 17th, I've got Eamon Harkin from Mr. Saturday Night and Mr. Sunday. He's going to be playing. August 31st, Archipelago. I played an Archipelago track. They're going to be coming out and doing the first ever live set that I've had on the show. So that's going to be really exciting. It's like a cello, saxophone, and then like, electronics.
Crazy.
And their stuff is great. Next week, I'm actually playing at Smart Bar in Chicago with Chris. And, so that's really exciting. We're playing a party there, with some Chicago people. I think it's Wednesday the 10th is that party. And, yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of what I'm up to, and then just writing for Little White Earbuds, and I'm at Resident Advisor now too.
Oh right,
so doing that.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta get my parties up higher on that list. They never want to put my pictures up.
Ugh.
But so you're also studying music technology.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
master's program.
So I'm doing a lot of like engineering and some production and stuff too.
And I was gonna ask, has that gotten you making more music and you know, experimenting on that end of things?
Yeah, it has. I have, I've been working on I've been starting a lot of tracks and not really finishing them.
Yeah.
But I think by the end of the month, I should probably have a couple of things that'll be done. It's something I've wanted to do like for so long. It's just,
I've been waiting, man.
Yeah. Well, stuff. I think it's finally going to happen.
Awesome.
So,
are you doing stuff by yourself? Are you collaborating with anybody?
Doing some stuff by myself, but doing a lot of collaboration too. I have this crew that I roll with, so to speak, now and then, known as Syllabus.
Yes.
And, we're working collaboratively on some tracks. We're also working on getting a party off the ground within the next couple of months. So I guess watch out for that.
Yeah, I remember. The spaced out parties you did with Milk of Paradise.
Those were
crazy.
Yeah, there's way too big of a gap usually between the parties that we do, and we're trying to get something a little more regular together, get a little bit more serious about it. So
exciting. Well, keep on the lookout for all of these things, and tune in to Table Tennis tonight and every other Wednesday after Full Service Radio. Just keep it going.
89.1 in the city. And WNYU.org everywhere else.
Excellent. So you want to take us out with the track?
Yeah, sure. Let me pull something up here real quick.
Awesome. Dude, thank you.
Thank
so
you
much
for having
for
me out.
On.
This is so cool. So cool.
You have
and,
been listening.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah. You've been listening to Full Service Radio, again, on heritageradionetwork.com. We are a food radio station, but Wednesdays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., we are Full Service Radio. And we eat food. We don't really talk about it, but nonetheless, thanks for listening. Next week we have RecTech doing a guest set because I will be away. Is that right? I think so. Like I said, I'm a little delirious. Anyway, thanks for listening. Jordan's going to take us out with the track. We will see you next week. Thank you.